that time of year, the time of the Northwest 10K. It started in 1997, and we're going to have the 2018 edition this day week, Sunday, the 6th of May, and I'm delighted to say that I've got committee members Nancy McNamee and Brendan McDade in studio to look ahead to the event. You're welcome, folks.
Thank you very much, Archie.
I suppose, Brendan, first of all, we're nearly there, 7 days out. The excitement, I'm sure, is building towards it once again.
It is, and for us as a committee, it's you know, we're looking forward to it now because we have all the preparations in place. So I suppose we're just hoping now for a good day and a good turnout.
Yeah. You always get a good turnout in the Northwest 10K. It's an event that always gets the big numbers, Brendan.
It is. It's one event in the year, I think, that you know, people come out and do that for the charities. They may not do too many more, but you know, it's a great family day out, and people seem to like, especially with the new course now, it's more manageable for people, and people seem to enjoy the whole event.
Yeah, we'll talk about the course in just a few moments. I'll bring Nancy in because you mentioned the charity element to this, which is huge and very important, and there's massive amounts of money raised every year, and it continues to build year on year, Nancy.
Yeah, to date we have over 750,000 raised for over 30 charities. And this year we have two great charities. We have Diabetes and Breast Care. Two very significant, very local charities, and both of them are worthy causes. With an increase in both breast cancer and diabetes, it's very important that these charities are well supported.
Yeah, and you've helped a lot of charities over the years since the inception of this.
We have indeed, yeah. Over 30.
And what's it been like this year, working with the charities and the response from people of the ground that they want to raise money for them?
Brilliant. The two charities have, from day one, that our first meeting with them, the two of them were very much focused on working together, and they've had a few sideline events to support the 10K on Sunday as well to date. And they also have another event this week, and they have a dance as well out in Billy Freels on Friday night, also to augment their charities as well for the 10K, their funding as well. But the two of them have worked tremendously towards making it a success, and they're out there campaigning for everybody to come out and support the walk next Sunday, so just hoping that the weather be as good as today.
Yeah, fingers crossed we get the weather. I know it's 7 days out here and there's still a lot of work to do, but there has been a lot of work put into the organising of this event from very, very early in the year, Nancy.
That's correct, yeah. We would start January as a committee ourselves, and then we have the selection of the charities. So what we do is put out an expression of interest. We would meet with a lot of different charities, and we did then identify these two charities for this year. From that then, it's all about getting the looking again at the course where we're going to run the race. We have to encourage sponsorship. We have no problems with the two main sponsors again this year, which is Brian McCormick and Donegal Daily, as well as other numerous other people that sponsor us in various different ways, from Cones to, then we also have then the Stewarts as well. They have come on board again this year, and we have a lot of volunteers as well. And on that as well, we'd like to encourage that we'd like to more Stewarts this year, you know, because the course is more compact, so therefore we're going to be more in the town and there's more little exits and that, so we'd need more Stewarts out there. So if anybody is unable to walk, well, and it's going to be in the town on Sunday, we would like them to put themselves forward even for Stewarting.
Yeah, because it makes your job a lot easier.
Very much so, yeah. And again, I suppose on that, to thank the people that are coming year in, year out, that have no contact with the charities per se, but would always give their time on the Sunday just for Stewarting as well.
Yeah. Brendan, the hill's gone. Gord Lee's gone for the second year.
The hill's gone. I suppose with the roadworks there, is that particular year, it sort of forces us to, you know, have a look at another route on it. So we come up with the route that we have now from last year, and people seem to like it. And I think the fact that the hill has gone has encouraged people, you know, to have another go at it.
Yeah. Has there been money that have said to you to bring back the hill? are they all happy with a flatter course?
No, I think there is a few all right that likes the challenge, and people are into that all right. But no, by and large, I think most people prefer with the hill gone.
Yeah. So how compact is this? Because Nancy mentioned that they want more help with stewards because the course is compact. How compact is it? Just run us through the course, Brendan.
Yeah, well, the course starts on the Pierce Road, heading towards the post or the station roundabout. Turning right out past the front of the LYIT, then turns right at the Polestar, going up through the new Dunn's roundabout, and turns right again over past the community centre, right over to the station roundabout. back out past the LYIT, turning left, this time at the Polestar, across the front of the Mount Errigal, turning left then in the Ballyrain, past the back of the LYIT, and then they come to the one and only hill in it, which is at the Port Road. And again, they have a good part of the race over at that stage. That's about 5.5k or so. So up the Port Road and down the main street, past Old Dunn's, turning left across Pierce Road again, right over to Letterkenny Motors, where they turn down right past Teg Divers, through the New Dunn's roundabout again, down to the Polestar, turning left, back in past LYIT for the third time, and left again at the station roundabout, and finishes then at the community centre.
Yeah, so it's apart from the run up the town, up the Port Road, it's pretty much flat.
It's pretty much flat all that way, is right. And that Port Road is roughly about 400 or 500 metres, you know, so it's a very small portion of the overall 10K.
Yeah, and the event as well is always sort of the start of the Grand Prix season. It's the start of the real outdoor athletic season in the Northwest, isn't it, Brendan?
Well, traditionally it has been, but as you know now yourself, there's that many 5Ks and other events on. But yeah, I think most people consider the Northwest to be the first of, well, it is the first of the Grand Prix races, which runs on now to September time.
Yeah, and as always, you get your T-shirt. Sure you do, but this year there's an extra bit as well.
We have T-shirt, and people get a little goodie bag after the race as well. And this year we decided to go with the medallion again. So everybody who completes the course will get a medallion at the finish.
Yeah. So what's the procedure now for the committee over the next number of days, Nancy? And what's the message you want to give to people who are competing?
Well, the message is that, as you say, it's 7 days countdown now to that. On Thursday, we start with the registrations at the community centre, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday is the day of the race, so will be registrations on Sunday morning as well. But we would encourage people to, even at this stage, to go online and register. They can do that from this evening onwards, you know. Yeah. They don't need to wait till Thursday evening. So encourage the online registration, because it makes the registration much easier, you know, easier for us as well, you know, and it's helpful to have so many people online. Like that, from Thursday, Friday and Saturday, the charities and ourselves will be taking the registrations, and then on Saturday evening then we'll be setting up at the community centre. That's where our base is. And then Sunday morning it's full on from 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, to get everything in place for the day.
All the details, anything you need to know about the Northwest 10K is on the website, Brendan.
That's correct. You can visit the website, see all the different category prizes. Just to say too, also we have a fancy dress section, so we encourage people to come out and have that fun part of it. You know, there's a wheelchair section. You know, and again, as Nancy says, it is important for us to help with administration, that if people do register online, they then can collect their number and race pack on those particular days too, on Thursday from 5 to 7, on Friday from 5 to 7, and on Saturday from 3 to 6.
Yeah. The bulk of this is very much, I suppose, fun runner, fun jogger, walker, family orientated, but there is a competitive edge to it as well, as you know well, Brendan, from the local athletes.
Exactly. I think that's the beauty about this, that there's two elements to it. There's always the elite athletes and trying to go for the prizes, and then you have the people doing it for fun and raising money for charity and so on.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's a great event from that point of view.
And they'll all be looking to beat their time from last year, particularly the elite guys, and the new faster courses is in there.
They will indeed, and that's, we'll be hoping for a good day, and people will get good times from it then.
Okay. Well, Nancy and Brendan, as always, thanks for coming in. And we're looking forward to another successful Northwest 10K. So the best of luck with it.
Right, can I just say a few thank yous, just to thank the Gardaí, because it's very important that the Gardaí are always behind us as well, helping us, and the media and the papers and yourselves and here in Highland Radio for supporting us and for inviting us on here today to talk about it. And all the stewards and all the people in the charities over the years, and especially the two charities this year, thank them for coming on board, and hopefully it'll be a successful.
I'm sure it will.
For them.
I'm sure it will.
And to encourage everybody to come out, as you say, the fun runners, fun walkers and everything. And for some people, they've even been coming up to me and saying, I'm glad to see there's a medallion this year. I never had a medal. So that's what's the beauty about the medallion this year, is every finisher will get a medallion. Yeah. So come out next Sunday.
People treasure that, so they will, Brendan.
They do indeed. I mean, for their efforts that, you know, they do the 10K and it's something they look back on then when they have it, because T-shirts can be washed out and eventually go, but the medallion will always be there.
It'll always be there. There is the people that collect the T-shirts too. So there is. That's it, folks. Again, thanks for coming on. The best of luck next week with the 10K. We're all looking forward to it.
Thank you very much,
Oisín. Nancy McNamee and Brendan McDade there of the Northwest 10K Committee. And once again, on the website, northwest10k.com, avoid the queues on the day. Register early. All the details about the event and all the different categories are in there as well on the website. And we're all looking forward to it.